don't know of a more special time than a time of gathering around in communion, just as we have experienced.
他说我不知道还有什么别的经历能够比我们今天聚在一起更为特别。
How good it is for us to take a few minutes to examine our hearts and lives and think about what has taken place and to be reminded about God's grace.
我们大家在这里聚集花费一点时间考虑一下我们和上帝的关系。
I am overwhelmed by the fact that God loves me and loves you so much that he would die for us.
他说我为天父为我们死在十字架上感到非常那种感情，然后也是为了我们大家，也是为了他自己。
Our communion this morning really fits well with the message that God laid on my heart to share with you today.
我们今天早晨领受呢圣餐就是讲明这样一个道理。
I trust that you're having a good summer and it's almost over as I'm reminded as many school students are going back to school this next week.
他说我想大家一定过了一个很好的夏天暑假，因为小孩子都快要上学了。
My family and I had the privilege of being in Washington, D.C. for several days.
他说我和我的家庭呢很幸运到那个首都华盛顿去了几个礼拜。
It was an exhausting experience as we got up early every morning and stayed out till late every night, seeing the many things that represent this country.
他说我们这次旅行实际上是很累的，早晨很早起来，晚上很晚睡觉，就是为了看一看我们国家的首都那么多东西可以看。
During that trip, we had the opportunity to visit an institution called West Point.
他说在这个旅途中间我们有机会去看了那个西点军校。
To be a cadet at West Point, you must be a citizen of the U.S.
他说你要去参观那个西点军校，你一定要是美国公民。
Unmarried and between ages 17 and 22.
他说他参加这个西点军校，你一定要是美国公民，而且年龄也有限制，也不能结婚。
You must conform to the most difficult mental and physical and educational standards.
你一定要符合他们非常严格的那个被录取的教育方面的要求和那个精神方面体格方面的要求。
The cadets are taught discipline, character, dedication, and purpose.
反正他们各方面要求都是非常严格的才能录取你。
They have defined objectives.
他们有一个很明确的那个目的
and are willing to pay the price of hard work and rigid discipline.
就说每一个录取的学生都愿意付出最大的努力去实现他们这个学校的西点军校的目标。
All of this in order to receive the training that is offered to them.
只有这样他们才可以被录取，然后接受这个学校的培训。
I sometimes think that we have forgotten what Christ has called us to in terms of discipline as well.
他说我想到有时候我们基督徒也会忘记，就是我们作为基督徒，上帝对我们提出了各种纪律方面的要求。
There's a cost involved to follow Christ.
相信耶稣做基督徒其实是有代价的。
We have been reminded in our communion service of what Christ has done for us.But as a result of becoming a Christ follower, we have a responsibility as well.
他说我们在领受圣餐的时候都知道上帝为我们就是死在十字架上，所以我们作为基督徒也是有同样的责任的。
I'm reminded of the verse that says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself.
我记得圣经里面有一处讲到这个耶稣讲到如果任何人要想跟随我的话，首先请他要否定自己。
And to take up his cross daily and follow him.
然后要背上十字架，跟随耶稣。
Our commitment as a Christian is not just on Sunday, but it's every day of the week.
我们作为基督徒所做的就是这个一种保证的话，并不是每个礼拜做一次。礼拜天来一次教会就行了，而是我们每一天都要跟从耶稣。
Our Lord regards us as followers as a select company of people.
我们作为耶稣的追随者，其实是耶稣拣选我们当中的这些人。
He wants us to be different.
他希望我们和普通的芸芸众生不一样。
He calls us to be to our lives to be changed and different than the others in the world.
耶稣要求我们和世上的普通人相比，我们的生命都会改变，跟他们不一样。
He is desirous that we would be loyal to his teachings as well.
他要求我们不但要向他，而且要教育别的那些人民。
What does that really mean in everyday life to be lived out?
就说他这样的意思对我们日常生活来讲意味着什么呢？
We are to be the cleanest, the kindest, and the most unselfish people.
我们要成为最最无私、最最纯洁的人。
We are to be friendly, and we're most to be most courteous as well.
我们同时要变得最为友好、最为有礼貌的人。
We are to be industrious and thoughtful and true.
我们要做真实的人，我们也不欺骗别人，我们很努力的工作。
And above all, we are to be most loving.
最主要的是人们都会爱我们。
These are just some characteristics of the quality of character that God wants of our lives.
我现在提到的只不过是所有的耶稣要求我们成为的好人的特质中的一部分。
Billy Graham once wrote these words.
有一个人叫 Billy Graham， 他呢写过这样的话。
The Christian should stand out like a sparkling diamond.
他说基督徒应该像那个钻石一样凸显出来。
They should be more wholesome than anyone else.
他们基督徒应该比任何别的人都好。
Should be poised and cultured and courteous and gracious.
然后就像钻石一样都给雕刻过，成为特别不一样的人。
But firm in the things that they do and they believe.
然后他们很坚定地信仰他们所信仰的耶稣。
We should laugh and be radiant.
我们也许会被别人嘲笑。
But we should refuse to let the world pull us down.
但是我们拒绝让这个世俗把我们拉下俗世。
We need to be reminded that we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
我们应该时时提醒，记住，我们虽然生活在这个世界上，但是我们并不属于这个俗世。
In Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2 give us some great insight to this.And would you read Romans 12, 1 and 2, please?
Okay. 请大家翻到罗马书。
The 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书第十二章。罗马书第十二章。Chapter 12, verse...
1 and 2.
Okay. 我们大家一起念好吗？罗马书第十二章第二节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
The Apostle Paul is writing and saying, because of the mercies of God, this is how you ought to live. You ought to present yourself a living sacrifice to God.
这个保罗写这个东西的意思就是说，我们要跟随耶稣，牺牲自己的一切，照他的话。
In the second verse, it reminds us that we're not to conform to the things of the world.
这个第二节里面讲到我们不要效法我们现在所生活的这个世界。
But we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
我们要改变我们自己的心智，然后呢就要心意更新而变化。
And this is pleasing to God.
然后这个呢是神所喜悦的。
Simply stated, what the Apostle Paul is reminding us is that God wants us to be like him in every way.
然后这就是那些先知 提醒我们呢，上帝希望我们在各方面都像他那样。
And yet we realize that all around us are the influences of the world that try to affect our lives on an everyday basis.
然后我们意识到，在我们生活的这个世界，方方面面都会试图影响我们，把我们拉回到这个世俗。
And sometimes the things of the world look very inviting.
然后有时候世界上那些引诱我们的东西看上去非常有吸引力。
But are obviously not good for us as believers.
但是我们作为有信仰的人，很明显的，这些对我们是不利的。
The Apostle Paul simply is stating, because of God's mercy, your life ought to be different.
然后这个保罗在这里讲到，就是因为上帝拣选了我们的生命，注定要和那些世俗的人不一样。
Your family, your friends, your neighbors, the people that you work with, people that you're around, ought to see a difference in the life that you live.
他说你成为基督徒以后，你说生活出表现出的样子，在你的邻居，在你的同事，在你的家人面前，他们看上去你就是完全不一样的。
I'm not suggesting that this little story that I'm going to tell you is how you ought to live, but I'm going to share with you an example that my dad taught me that was very important.
他说我今天这样讲并不是说我要给你们树立一个榜样或怎么样，我不过是讲一个我爸爸曾经讲给我听的故事。
My dad grew up in the slums of a community in Ohio.
我爸爸是在那个俄亥俄州的一个贫民窟长大的。
Until he was age 18, he never heard the name of Jesus Christ used in any other way except as a curse word.
他说他的爸爸长到18岁为止，从来没有听说过耶稣基督，除非在骂人的时候，美国人骂人大家知道，有时候骂这个 Jesus Christ， 这个他知道，但是不知道耶稣基督怎么一回事。
When his life was changed by Christ, it was changed radically.
然后当他18岁以后接触到耶稣以后呢，他的生命被彻底改变了。
His life became very different.
他的生命变得非常不一样。
The things that he used to do and the way he used to live, the way he used to talk, changed instantly because of God's mercy and God's grace.
因为上帝的恩典，上帝的慈爱，他的生命，他的以前的所做的一切不好的事情，说的话，全部都改变了。
A few minutes ago, I quoted from Billy Graham, who was a personal friend of my dad's.
他刚才讲到一个美国人叫 Billy Graham, 他说这个人是他爸爸的一个个人的朋友。
Billy Graham came to town and invited my mom and dad to go out to dinner with him, as a special guest.
他说那个 Billy Graham 有一次呢就到他们的家乡邀请他的爸爸和妈妈一起吃饭，把他们作为特别的客人。
Billy Graham had made reservations at a restaurant called the Brown Derby.
他说他们在那个名字叫这个 Brown Derby 的一个饭店就订了座位，请他爸爸妈妈去吃饭。
It was one of the finest restaurants in the community that we lived in.
他说在他们爸爸妈妈居住的那个周围的地方，这是一个最最好的最最高级的餐馆。
As they were pulling in the parking lot of this restaurant, my dad said to Dr. Billy Graham, I cannot go in there and eat.
他的爸爸在停车场停下来一看这个餐馆，就对这个 Billy Graham， 他是一个博士或者医生，他就对这个人说，哎呦，这个餐馆我可进不去，太高级了。
Mr. Graham asked him, was there some reason in particular why he wouldn't be able to go into this restaurant and eat in our community?
然后这个 Billy Graham 就问他爸爸，他说你有没有什么特别的理由不敢进这个餐馆？
And my dad simply said to him, the life that the people live, this is not only a restaurant, but it's a bar, and it's where many of the people come, and they drink, and so forth. And that's because of my life used to be like that, and no longer is that way. I cannot eat there.
他爸爸说这样的餐馆里面很多人都是要喝酒然后在里面狂欢，他说我曾经过过这样的生活，所以我不想再进这个餐馆一起去喝酒或者怎么样。
I remember dad just saying things are different, my life is different, and I do not want people to identify with me in that manner.
他的爸爸说因为我现在已经改变了，我不想再进这样的餐馆，让人们发现我还是和以前一样，我现在其实是完全不一样了。他说
It wasn't long before mom and dad came home and my mom was pulling some food out of the freezer in order to prepare and to feed Dr. Graham and the guests that had come.
然后不久以后，Dr. Graham 就是 Dr. 博士，博士就跟他们一起回到他们的家里，他的妈妈自己从冰箱拿出食物来准备招待这些客人。
That was quite a conversation that went on during that night that I got to listen to about your life being different.
那时候我还小，但是我记得很清楚，那天晚上他们谈了很多关于你做了基督徒有生命改变的事情。
Your life in Christ ought to be lived out in such a way that people know that you're a believer.
他说你做了基督徒以后应该让别人知道你的生活是的确改变了你是一个基督徒
I was reading the other day that there's a college coach in New York State who did something different with the preparation of his football players for this year's season
他说他有一次在一个大学纽约什么大学看到有一段话就说这个踢足球的人也是讲到他们做了什么、就是改变的事情
If you've watched baseball or soccer or football, you know that one of the things that they put on the back of the player's shirt is his name.
他说你们也许都知道这个踢足球啊或者美式足球都是一样的这些运动员穿的衣服背后面都印上他这个球员的名字。
The purpose is for people that are watching to be able to identify who the players are.
这样做的目的就是为让观众能够辨别出谁是哪一个球员。
This coach did something totally different. Instead of putting the players' names on the back of the jerseys, he put some other words on the backs of their jerseys.
然后他们这支球队的那个教练就做了不一样的事情，他不是放这些队员的名字放在这个背上，
The words.
说，然后另外放了一个字。
Excuse me. The words were like family.Respect, accountability, and character.
他那些字都是关于家庭，关于你的性格，关于这些特质的事情。
And before each game was played, the coach would remind his players, "This is what you're playing for."
他说这个教练就提醒他的球员，你们背上印的这些字，其实就是要让你们知道你们踢球是为了什么。就是为了这些好的家庭成员，为了这些好的性格这种东西。
I wonder if there wouldn't be value in that for us as Christians, that there would be words put on the back of our jerseys, which would help people to identify who we are.
说我有时候在想，我们基督徒是不是应该也有这样一件衣服，背面都印上这样的基督徒那些表现好的那些特质，然后人们就可以知道我们是基督徒。
The Bible says we are to be salt and light to the world that's around us.
圣经说我们都是在世上都是受到神的光照。
As a matter of fact, in our passage of scripture today in 2 Peter, in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 5 and 7, we have a list of things that ought to identify the believer.
他说我们今天要学习的经文在彼得后书大家可以翻开彼得后书然后第一章他说第五节第六节里面就讲到这样大家可以翻到彼得后书第一章第五第六节我来给大家念一遍好了正因这缘故你们要分外的殷勤有了信心又要加上德性有了德性又要加上知识有了知识又要加上节制有了节制又要加上忍耐有了忍耐又要加上前进
Let's just look for a moment at some of these and talk about them just a little bit
我们就来谈一谈这个两节经文里面讲到的这些品质这些特质
The first thing that we ought to put on as God's people is virtue
第一个我们要就是加在基督徒身上的事就是我们要有德性
Virtue simply means that we ought to desire and to be people that live out the life of a Christian with moral excellence
德性的意思就是说我们作为基督徒要有知识然后呢要成为一个良好品行的人
Virtue is fulfilling God's design for life with moral excellence
然后这个德性就是这样按照上帝的要求可以做得出类拔萃我们。
Our values and the way in which we live ought to be an example to those around us.
我们的价值就在我们这个良好的表现在周围人身上看出来，就体现出来了。
A second character quality that I see in this passage is knowledge.
第二个这个上帝要求我们的那个特质性格呢是知识。
As people of the faith, we ought to be studying the Word of God.
我们作为上帝的那个门徒，我们信仰上帝，我们就应该要学习圣经的知识。
By studying God's Word, we're going to gain wisdom, and we're going to learn how to combat the things of the world.
通过学习圣经，我们有了知识，我们就可以对付这个俗世，我们就可以打败那些。
We need to know what we believe and why we believe it.
他说我们通过这样的知识的学习，我们就知道我们为什么信仰上帝。
And Peter says in this passage that knowledge will help us to understand and to know what we believe.
彼得在这里说，通过学习我们就可以知道我们为什么要信仰，我们如何信仰。
Oftentimes I'm asked as I talk with people, can you explain this from this passage of scripture, or can you explain that? And the only way that we come to understand what scripture really is saying is by studying it and gaining knowledge.
我常常对我们教会的弟兄姊妹说，如果你要知道圣经里的某一节讲了什么内容，你就只有好好的多读几遍，多学习才会了解。
So Peter is saying virtue is a character quality, knowledge is a character quality, as well as self-control.
然后彼得就说了，不但我们要有好的德性，要好好学习，而且我们还要讲到要自我控制。
What does self-control mean and suggest to us as believers?
这个所谓自我控制，所谓忍耐，就是对我们信徒来讲，什么意思呢？
It simply means that we love God so much that we choose godly behavior in all that we do.
他说这只不过是讲我们既然选择了相信耶稣，我们就是要以耶稣为榜样，我们要自我克制。
Oftentimes I find myself asking the question, what would God do if he was here today?
他说这个牧师他说他自己常常问自己，如果上帝在这里，他会怎么做？
And I'm reminded that because he lives in my life, I need to act and behave like him.
因为他觉得上帝活在他的心里，他应该像上帝一样。
A fourth character quality is perseverance.
他说这个第四个上帝要求我们就是所有的品德呢是前进。
Having a hopeful attitude even in difficulty, because we're confident in God's character.
我们不管怎么样，我们都要敬虔上帝。
45 days ago at the church that I'm now serving over at Sun Grove, we began an interesting journey.
他说45天以前我所服侍的教会，我们进行了一次很有意思的旅行。
Our church has not had a building to meet in quite like you have here as you have met regularly.
说我服侍的教会并不像我们这个教会很大，有一个固定的地方可以做礼拜。
We have been what you call a mobile church.
他说人家叫我们是一个流动的教会，就是说聚会地点不固定。
At 4:30 on Sunday mornings, our trailers pull into the parking lot of Franklin High School.
他说早晨三点多的时候，他们这个教会呢有一辆很大的拖车，就把这教会拉到那个这边一个高中 ，Franklin 高中。
We take the tables out, the chairs, and the platform, the lights, the sound system, and we set them up for two hours of services.
他说我们就把那个桌子、椅子、音响设备什么东西都从那个拖车里面拿出来，在那个高中的操场上设立起来，就准备进行两小时的崇拜。
We literally live out of a box.
他说我们实在就是好像从盒子里面出来的一个教会。
And then at 1 o'clock, when the service is over, we pack those boxes up and we put them back in the trailers and take the trailers back to the storage unit.
他说然后礼拜做完以后，我们再把所有的东西放到那个拖车里面，把这个拖车开到一个储藏这个仓储的地方，这就卸下来。
45 days ago, God gave to us an opportunity to purchase a building here in Elk Grove.
他说45天以前呢，上帝给了他们一个机会，就是让他们有条件在我们 Elk Grove 这个地方买一个房子。
5 years ago, the building sold for $16 million.
他说16年以前这个房子，很多年以前这房子卖了1600万美元。
God gave us the opportunity to buy this building 5 years later for $4 million.
然后五年以后我们现在来买的话只要花500万就可以买。
That journey started 45 days ago.
这样的一个事情是从45天以前开始的。
And we asked the people of the church to begin to pray and to ask God what they would be able to do in order to raise $1.5 million in 45 days.
然后我们就祷告45天之内请上帝给我们150万能够买这个教会。
God has done a miracle.
上帝行使了他的神迹。
As I stand before you today, we announce to the people this morning in our services that in 45 days our people have given $750,000 towards the $1.5 million.
他说我们刚不久就宣布我们教会的人已经募集到了75万，这就是150万的一半了。
It is unheard of, but God is at work doing a miracle.
从来没听说过这样的事情，但是上帝他会行使神迹。
We have been confident and we believe in what God wants for us.
我们应该对上帝所应许的事情有信心。
What is it in your life that you're asking God to give you?
在你的生活当中有没有曾经向上帝求过什么？
I simply say to you, do not lose hope. Keep persevering.
他说我只不过想告诉你们，如果你们有求的话，请不要失去希望。
Be confident in God's character.
你们要对上帝的性质特质有信心。
Well, let me mention quickly 3 other character aspects from this passage of scripture here in 2 Peter.
他说在彼得后书我们刚才学的第一章的上帝的所有这些特质里面，我尽很快的再讲三个特质。
Our character ought to be godliness.
我们有了忍耐要加上前进。
We need to honor the Lord in every relationship that we have.
我们要在各种方面各种关系上都敬仰上帝。
The sixth character that I find in this passage is brotherly kindness.
另外要讲的一点特征呢，就是要加上爱弟兄的心。
Displaying a warm-hearted affection for fellow believers.
然后对我们其他教会的兄弟姐妹呢，要有敬爱的心情。
Might I say to you, brothers and sisters, one of the things that I have cherished most and talk most about you as a body of believers is that how much you love each other.
他说我要对你们讲的就是我们作为教会的兄弟姐妹，你们彼此之间是如何爱彼此的。
As I was coming in to the service this morning, someone that was leaving the other service from First Baptist said to me, you're going to the Chinese church today. And I said, yes. And then they said, made this statement.
然后这是今天早晨我来到这边讲到的时候遇到他们美国教会一个人问我，他说你要去中国教会吗？他说是的。那个人就说了一句话，
They love each other and they have great potlucks.
然后他就说我们这个教会他说他们中国教会的弟兄姐妹互相彼此热爱，然后他们有很好的那个就是午饭吃饭的时候他们很丰盛。他说
That's part of Peter's character qualitiesThat he encourages.
这就是彼得在这里讲到的这些所有的这些特质里面的一条。
Brotherly kindness.
就是兄弟之间互相爱护。
The last character is love.
最后一点是爱。
Simply sacrificing the good of others.
然后就是说你要牺牲自己来成全别人。
We want to be different, and to be different, let's develop these qualities.
我们要成为和别人不一样的人，我们要有这样的心。
And as we do so, we will see others who will come to find our Savior as well.
如果我们这样显示出来，我们爱别人，人们就会看得出来我们是有信仰的，我们得救了。
Godly exercise is the key to godly character.
然后行使上帝所要我们做的一切，这是一个关键。
Let me say that again. It is vital and important.
这是非常重要的，我重复一遍。
Godly exercise is the key to godly character.
Godly exercise.
I'm just repeating a statement.
Okay.他就重复一遍刚才说的就是
And I trust that you will begin to exercise godly character in your life in every way.
他说我相信你们大家都会一定行使刚才今天我们讲到的所有这些上帝要求我们的性质，就是敬虔啊，爱彼此啊，这种修行德行啊，这种。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we realize that to live the Christian life means discipline.
亲爱的天父，我们只认识到我们要敬虔。
We also realize that you want us to live a life that represents you well.
我们也明白你要求我们活出一种什么样的生命呢？就是像你一样的生命。
As believers, we are a select people.
作为耶稣的信仰者，我们都是被你拣选的。
And we've been given simple instructions from Scripture.
我们根据圣经，我们都应该具有这样的性格。
May we take these seven qualities that we've mentioned this morning and apply them to our lives every day.
愿我们在今天讲到的这所有这些，你耶稣身上的这些特质，我们能够行使出来。
This we pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。